Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Well, today we continue in our series called God's Prescription for a Healthy Life. In it, Pastor Rick will show you how to improve your health physically, spiritually, relationally, and emotionally by applying the five essentials needed for a more vibrant life. If you want to have what it takes to live out your calling in life, stay with us for this amazing series. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you about the Daniel Plan DVD Study Kit, a six-session video-based study by Rick Warren, Dr. Daniel Amen, and Dr. Mark Hyman. This out-of-the-box approach to a healthy lifestyle is based on five essentials: faith, food, fitness, focus, and friends. You can find out more right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. Or you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called Winning with the Hand You're Dealt.
Number three, the third are the circumstances of life, the trauma, the trouble, the pain, the pressure, the problems, the stress, the suffering in my life. What do I do this? Number three, I can choose to trust God no matter what happens. I can choose to trust God regardless of my circumstance. And that gives you an identity nobody else is going to have. Romans 8, 27 to 29, I love this in the Message. God knows us far better than we know ourselves. That's why we should trust Him, not our own judgment. God knows us far better than we trust ourselves, so He knows better for me than I do. He knows us far better than we know ourselves. That's why we can be so sure that every detail in our lives of love for God, circle every detail, every detail in our lives of love for God is worked into something good. It's not all good, but it can be worked into something good. God knew what He was doing from the very beginning. I didn't. But He decided from the outset to shape the lives of those who love Him, that's you and me, along the same lines as the life of His Son. God's goal is to make me, to make you like Jesus, His Son. The Son, Jesus, stands first in the line of humanity He restored. And we see the original and intended shape of our lives there in Him. God wants to use every circumstance in my life to make me like Jesus. So Psalm 34:1, I will praise the Lord no matter what happens. Friends, when you get to that point, that's a choice. When you could say, I will praise the Lord no matter what happens. It's the comment that says, I don't know, come on, hit me with your best shot. I will praise the Lord no matter what happens. That is a confidence that is not built on money or sex or status or passion, possession, position, or all those. It's built on my relationship to God, and that can't be taken from me. And I will praise the Lord no matter what. And that is a confidence you can't get anywhere else in the world. And when you have that kind of confidence, you are an amazing woman. And you are an amazing man. Because most people never get that kind of confidence. But it's an identity you're not going to get anywhere else. I want you to write this down on your outline. I am a product of my past, but I'm not a prisoner of it. I am a product of my past. Yeah, it has influenced me. My chemistry, my connections, my circumstances, they've all influenced me. I'm a product of my past, but I am not a prisoner of it, and I can be different. And that leads me to number four, and this is a big one, the fourth choice. I can choose what I think about. Now, I can't choose what other people say about me or what they say to me, but I can choose what I continue to allow in my mind. Yourself is created by your memories. You know, I've studied this for years. I'm fascinated with the brain since I was born with a brain dysfunction. and has forced me to be dependent upon God. Your memories actually come from two different parts of your brain. Now, the bad memories, the painful memories, the memories of shame, the memories of guilt, the memories of anger, the memories of embarrassment, they're all up there in the amygdala. Your happy memories are in another part. You know what? Those other memories, they're never going away, but you can overwrite them. You can overwrite them. And I can choose what I think about. Yourself is created by your memories, and your memories are created by your mental habits, the way you choose to think. Every time you think a thought, it creates an electrical current across your brain. It's kind of like if I were able to take the top of my head off and show you, if I think a thought, every time I think that same thought, it's kind of like this, okay? Kind of looks like me, doesn't it? Okay? That thought, the electrical current goes across your brain. When you think a thought, it creates a pattern. You think it again, a bigger pattern. When you think a thought 1,000 times, it creates a rut. Some of you have a Grand Canyon of doubt in your mind. Some of you have a Grand Canyon of depression in your mind. Now, for years, there wasn't a whole lot of hope that anything could happen, because for years, science has taught us, in fact, the entire 20th century, everybody thought that the adult brain could not be changed. This is standard. You read any science textbook, that your brain was pretty much formed as a child in infancy, and then became much more, a little more formed in childhood. And by the time you got to be an adolescent, your brain was pretty much shaped and formed. And for the entire 20th century, people basically believed the adult brain cannot be changed. But then a guy won the 2002 Nobel Prize in neurobiology for proving that you can rewire the adult brain. You can change your brain. It is elastic. It is not in concrete. And your brain can change, and it can be rewired regardless of what's happened in your past. You can change. Now, it's great that science finally caught up with the Bible. Because 2,000 years earlier, in Romans 12, God said this: don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, the habits and their pattern of thinking, but let God transform you, change your mind, change your brain, transform you. You know what that word transform is in Greek? Metamorphosis. It's the Greek word metamorphosis. It's what a cocoon goes through to become a butterfly. Let God turn you from a caterpillar to a butterfly. Let God metamorphosize your brain. Let him transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Change your brain, change your life. How do you do that? You must feed your brain with truth. Whatever you feed your brain, garbage in, garbage out. Now, in your brain, you've got this scale between the negative and the positive. And everything in the world is putting negative in your life. You're no good, you're worthless. You don't amount to much, you're not sexy, you're not coordinated, you're not smart, you're not athletic, blah, 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 wah, 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 wah. And it's adding all these things. And on this scale, you're putting pebbles of truth, positive pebbles of truth on one side of your brain, or you're putting negative pebbles of the world's lies and Satan's lies in your life. Now, when you get more negative thoughts in your life than positive thoughts, the truth of God's word, and the scale tips like this, the negatives got up the most, that's called depression. You gotta change it.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
The truth is, most of us don't pay much attention to our health until something goes wrong. We put on a couple of pounds every year and think, no big deal, right? But a few pounds over 5 or 10 years really adds up and can even lead to major illnesses like diabetes and heart disease. That's why Pastor Rick worked together with medical and fitness experts to create the Daniel Plan Study. The 6-session DVD and workbook study kit from Rick Warren, Dr. Daniel Amen, and Dr. Mark Hyman is an out-of-the-box approach to a healthy lifestyle based on 5 essentials. Faith, food, fitness, focus, and friends. The Daniel Plan Study gives individuals and small groups the encouragement and accountability needed to succeed. If you've been watching the scale go up lately, or your health is in trouble because of your weight, it's not too late. Join the thousands of people who've lost weight, improved their health, and improved their relationships through the Daniel Plan. We'll send you a copy of the Daniel Plan DVD study kit to say thanks when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help share the hope of Jesus with people around the world. Just go to PastorRick.com to get your copy, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. And thank you so much for your support.
Once again, here's Rick.
Now, when you get more negative thoughts in your life than positive thoughts, the truth of God's word, and the scale tips like this, the negatives got the most, that's called depression. You got to change it. Now, how do you change it? By putting pebbles of truth in your mind. And I'm not just talking about coming on Sunday. You feed your mind in the Word of God. You read it, you memorize it, you meditate it. You do the 40 days in the Word stuff we talked about. And you write little cards down and you memorize the Word of God and you write out affirmations based on the Word and you feed your mind. And the more you, every time you put these pebbles, suddenly the scales start tilting. And when you get here where they're equal and you have as many negative as you have positive, you know how you feel? You don't. You feel nothing. You say, I feel empty. I feel blah. Well, congratulations. You've moved from depression. Okay. You say, I don't feel anything. I'm not happy, but I'm just not sad anymore. Fine. You've moved to here. That's called blah. But the more you keep feeding your mind with the Word of God, that's a technical term. It's in the dictionary. The more you feed your mind with the Word of God, all of a sudden, when you get like this, that's called happiness. And happiness is a choice. Don't blame anybody else for your unhappiness. You're as happy as you choose to think. You're as happy as you choose to believe. You're as happy as you choose to fill your mind with the right things. Philippians 4:8 here on the screen. Dear brothers and sisters, let me say one more thing as I close this letter. Fix your thoughts. That means intentional. It's an intentional focus. Fix your thoughts. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right. You need to fill your mind with the truth, not lies. You need to fill your mind with what's honorable, with the right thing, not the wrong thing. Think about things that are pure and lovely and admirable. That doesn't sound like television. Not many admirable, pure, and lovely things on television. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. That means you get the garbage out of your life. You don't watch junk TV. There's some movies you don't go to, and there's a lot of books you just don't read because you think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Now, let me give you a suggestion on how to do this. Those of you who are interior decorators are going to hate me for this. Don't put stuff on your walls that doesn't inspire you. Don't put stuff on your walls that doesn't mean anything to you. Surround yourself visually and orally with things that create good memories, that tell you who you are and tell you whose you are. So you see it all the time. Put the Word of God on your walls. Put promises on the wall. Put beautiful sunsets on the wall. Put whatever inspires you. Put things that create the positive memories in your life to reinforce those things. The best of both worlds is to take a positive memory from your past and put a scripture on it. I was talking to a guy I work out with every day, and he was showing me that he grew up on a farm in Nebraska, and he took this beautiful picture of the pathway down from his old house, and at the bottom, he wrote a scripture on, I will follow your paths, O Lord. That's combining a beautiful memory with the Word of God, and that double reinforces it in his mind. You can rewire your brain. You can. It's a choice. I can choose what I think about. I can choose my consciousness. Now, there's one more choice that I can make. And remember, the fifth card is the wild card. This is the wild card that can change the number and the suit, the color of every other card that I've been dealt. And the fifth choice that I can choose is this. I can choose Jesus as my Savior. And when I talk about Savior, I'm not just talking about saving you out of hell and into heaven. I'm not just talking about saving you from your sins and forgiving you. You ought to have done that. If you haven't done that, you need to settle that one today. That's the first thing. But I'm talking about letting Jesus be your Savior every day. This changes everything. Because when I choose Jesus as my Savior every day, I get the power to follow through on these choices. I can make these choices, but I'm not going to stick with them on willpower. I've got to make choices and then depend on Jesus to give me the power to do these things. I choose him as my Savior, and I say, Jesus, I need you to save me from my chemistry. I need you to save me from my physical, emotional, mental defects. I need your salvation in my heart, body, mind. Jesus, I need you to save my relationships. They're going south. I need you to save me to have healthy relationships, not hurtful, harmful ones. And Jesus, I need you to save me from my circumstances, from the problems, from the pressures, from the trauma, from the trouble. And Jesus, I need you to save my mind and help put a guard up there. Help me put on the helmet of salvation. What's a helmet for? To guard your mind so it's protected you from the thoughts that come in and influence because your mind controls your life. I need you to save me. Jesus, I need you to save me not from sin. I need you to save me from myself. The Bible says this on the screen. When someone becomes a Christian, he becomes a brand new person inside. He's not the same anymore. A new life has begun. It's like being born again. It's like starting over. That's a whole new identity. Now, you think that you're waiting on God to change something in your life? God, I've really wanted to be married. God, I've really wanted to get healthier. God, I've really wanted to have that job. God, all those things that you think you're waiting on God for, God says, I'm waiting on you to use the wild card I gave you. Because according to your faith, it will be done unto you. Pray this prayer. Dear God, there are some things in my hand that you've dealt me and that life has dealt me and that others have dealt me that I don't like. But I thank you for the wild card that you made me in your image and I can make choices. So today, in your power and in your strength, I choose to get healthier. I choose to do the things that will give me more energy and a healthier body and a healthier mind and healthier emotions. You made my body, Lord. Now give me sense to heed your laws. And you think about what you need to do in a practical way to get healthy or healthier. Then say, Lord, I choose to build healthy relationships. I'm so scared to death, but I'm going to risk building some new healthy connections. Jesus Christ, I want my heart to be filled with you by faith, and I want to be strong in love, and I want to be built on love. Dear God, thank you that I can choose, and I do choose, what I think about. No more garbage in my mind. No more junk, no more pornography, no more gross stuff. I choose to think about what you want me to think about. And most of all, Jesus, I choose you as my Savior. And I pray this in the name of my Savior, Jesus. Amen.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus. And I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so glad you're with us today. And if you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back in just a moment to close out our time today. But first, the truth is that most of us don't pay much attention to our health until something goes wrong. We put on a couple of pounds every year and think, no big deal, right? But a few pounds over 5 or 10 years can really add up. That's why Pastor Rick Warren has put together the Daniel Plan DVD Study Kit. This 6-session video-based study by Rick Warren, Dr. Daniel Amen, and Dr. Mark Hyman is an out-of-the-box approach to a healthy lifestyle based on 5 essentials: faith, food, fitness, focus, and friends. The Daniel Plan Study Kit gives individuals the encouragement and accountability needed to succeed. If you've been watching the scale go up lately, or your health is in trouble because of your weight, it's not too late to join. Join the more than 15,000 people who've lost weight, improved their health, and improved their relationships by ordering the Daniel Plan DVD Study Kit. Let us send you a copy of the Daniel Plan DVD Study Kit as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. And thank you so much for your support. And now here's Pastor Rick with a special announcement.
You know, here at Daily Hope, we use the internet and podcasts and email and as many other different channels as possible to share God's hope and love with as many people as we can. Now, one of the ways that we use is by broadcasting on radio stations, just like the one you're listening to right now. Now, you may not know this, but purchasing radio airtime is a significant expense for our ministry. But we want to bring this teaching to you, and we believe you are worth it. Now, in order to be good stewards of the gifts that God has given to us, we're only able to continue on the air on stations where listener supporters let us know that they're listening to the programs. That's why it's very important that you let us know the call letters and the city of your radio station when you give any kind of gift or support to Daily Hope. This is very important. Let us know your call letters and the name of the city that you're hearing this broadcast. Now, I realize that some of you can't afford to help us out financially. That's okay. We love you. We thank God for you. We want to minister and serve you. Everybody in the body of Christ has different gifts to share at different times in life. You can pray for us, and there will be others of you who can give generously so that God can continue to spread this message throughout the world. You need to know that Daily Hope is 100% funded by the daily gifts and offerings that you give with your generous support. You also need to know that I don't take any salary from Daily Hope. All of the gifts given to this broadcast go directly toward fulfilling our mission of reaching people with the certain hope that we can only find in Jesus. So I'm going to ask you to do something today. Will you pray for me? And will you pray for this Daily Hope ministry? Help us to reach every person in the world with the certain hope that only comes from believing and receiving Jesus Christ. You know, it's only by hearing the Word of God and by putting into practice that we discover and we fulfill the purposes God has for each of our lives. So I want to just say thank you. Thank you so much for your financial support that you're able to give whenever you're able to give it, and may God bless your generosity.
Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.